We're talking with Jeff Scott from Pine Creek. Jeff, of course, is currently president of the Great Plains Canola Association. But, Jeff, tell me, you're also president this year for U.S. Canola as well, right?
That is correct. I'm wearing two hats that way. And so nice to be involved with the national organization and still be able to keep an eye on my pet project down here in the Great Plains, where I think the greatest potential for canola growth is.
Let's talk a little bit about where you are on canola. I know a year ago you were not in very good shape as far as your crop, pretty well a failure. This is a much better crop growing season, I know.
Yeah, this is the best growing season we've had since 2012. We saw some really good yields then, and I think that's something that producers this year need to keep in consideration. We've had moisture. We've had a nice mild winter. Let's go out and do enough with this crop and treat it good enough that we can have nice yields, rebuild some yield history for crop insurance, put some money in our pockets without going overboard.
I know we need a drink of water for the wheat crop, but probably true for canola as well.
I'm ready for a drink of water anytime. We have been blessed this year, but it is Oklahoma, and we're ready for a drink. And this 40-mile-an-hour winds and 80 degrees today is just crazy.
Right. Now, you know, you indicated we've come through the winter in pretty good shape. We were able to actually get this crop well established before we got into the colder temperatures.
Wonderful open fall. We had some moisture out there for the majority of the country down here, so stands went in good. Open winter, no 0 degree weather on November 9th or whatever like we've been having. So crop had a chance to get well established under good moisture conditions and progress. So I feel like we're sitting in really good condition right now.
The Canola College here, you got almost 200 folks here today that are talking canola, wanting to learn more. What sort of questions are you getting?
Basic questions. What do we do, when, how? So, and that's what Bob Schrock and I in our presentation have been trying to do, is work with the producers from here the middle of February through harvest. What can you do? What do you need to do? Where do you need to focus your attention? And then we go on and go through the fallow period extended through the next planting season, because it's all a process. You have to stay in this process all the time with the crop. And so we're just trying to help people answer their questions. What should I do on insects? What should I do on weeds? And just be a resource for them.
You've heard the comments as I have, you know, guys that have driven or tried to grow canola over the last couple of seasons. Nothing really has grown very well with wheat or canola. What's the challenge of getting them re-energized and come back in and try canola again?
I'm not sure, Ron. I mean, I was about ready to break loose with a cactus and rice rotation because we'd have 60 days of flooding rain. I thought maybe I could grow some rice, and then 10 months of drought. So cactus, that was a new rotation I was looking at. I think getting a good harvest, you know, Mother Nature's working with us. Let's get through a good harvest, and I think that will start bringing some numbers back up. We've already had people talking throughout the fall and winter, wishing they had planted canola if they had 100% backed out. Or the ones that were growing it wish they'd have planted another quarter or two. So, you know, the good weather conditions and not being in a drought like we've been in the last 3 years has really opened some eyes.